pronounce that name. "Please," she said, "relax. I know you heard the rumor this morning, but you should see your eyes. Your tick is back." "All right. Picasso's here, down the coast a few miles away, visiting friends in some small fishing town. But you must forget it, or our vacation's ruined." "I wish I'd never heard the rumor," he said honestly.
"If only," she said, "you liked other painters."
Others. Yes, there were others. He could breakfast most congenially on Caravaggio still lifes of autumn pears and midnight plums. For lunch, those fire-squirting, thick-wormed Van Gogh sunflowers. But the great feast? The paintings he saved his palette for? Who else but the creator of Girl Before a Mirror and Guernica? In a Season of Calm Weather by Ray Bradbury. George and Alice Smith detrained at Biarritz one summer noon, and in an hour had run through their hotel, onto the beach, into the ocean, and back out, to bake upon the sand. To see George Smith sprawled, burning there, you'd think him only a tourist flown to Europe and soon to be transported home. But here was a man who loved art more than life itself.
"George," his wife loomed over him, "I know what you've been thinking. I can read your lips."
He lay perfectly still, waiting. "And?"
"Picasso," she said.
He winced. Someday she would learn to pronounce.